Well, there's literally a new sheriff in town. We have York County's brand new sheriff, Sheriff Tony Breeden, joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. And good morning to you, Sheriff.
Good morning to y'all. Thank you for having us.
Thanks for being here.
We can officially drop the word sheriff-elect off of your title. You are now the new sheriff in York County. You were sworn in on January the 7th. So we're about a week away from that, or a week out from that event. What has your life been like for the last week?
I mean, it's been a tad bit busier, you know, but it's been, you know, for me, because I was, you know, I had been out of it for 2.5 years. And so to me, it's just really to have a purpose again and to be busy again is something that it feels really good. I like the pace. You know, it's not overwhelming, but there is a lot to it. But I think that we said it before, there's so many good people up there that it's not like there's no burden on me because there's so many people up there doing everything that they've been doing. So that's just been the only difference for me.
What does it look like coming in as a new sheriff into a different department? Because you've never worked in this right. department before. So what do you do? Like, what did the first week look like every day?
What a bunch of people tell me to do. And but, you know, no, it's the one thing that I told, because we had numerous one-on-ones and talked to countless people. And the one thing that I will tell you is there's just, like, everybody knows what my time at Rock Hill meant. I love that place. It helped define who I was to a degree, but I will tell you there's just something that's a little bit more special about belonging to a sheriff's office, and you see that when you talk to people, and you know, you don't feel you work there, you feel you belong to something. So there's just that, you know, and it's not taken away from anybody else. I just think that's the general feeling about it, and it was just being made feel welcome to that and being, you know, part of it is what's been really just kind of overwhelming and even more humbling than I thought it would be.
You know, anytime there's someone new in an organization, whether it's a CEO or in this case a sheriff, folks are always curious, where do I fit into this puzzle piece? And you know, am I still going to be here tomorrow? And you've been pretty vocal and complimentary to former sheriff Kevin Tolson, that you were pleased with a lot of the programs he had in place and you can just continue that, maybe a new coat of paint here and there. But what does that look like for those that might be a little nervous that there is a new sheriff in town?
Well, some people are more than curious and more than a little nervous. Some of them, because of some of the rumors, when you go through a campaign, I mean, I was, you know, you think some other people have been called evil. There were people scared, and which is why we didn't feel the need to do anything drastic or anything like that. And I did say those things. So it's really just kind of building on some of them. And the only thing that we've really talked about is that, you know, we've just kind of said that and refocusing to where at the end of the day, nothing else matters. We have one priority, and that's to protect the county. And we say it over and over and over again, to protect the county, to protect the county. So, you know, it's just, and it's really just trying to get people at ease, because some of the things that I was supposed to have done when I got there, people are, I think now they're a week into it and going, you know what? All right, he hadn't done that. Maybe he won't do this. Mm-hmm. And so now people, I hope some people are starting to relax, but you can't control some of that. You just got to have to do what you do and stay consistent and just realize that people are going to realize those things aren't true rumors. And you also can't try and track down rumors either. You just can't. You'll wear yourself out fooling with it. So we're just focused on the positive. And like I said, I think people are just now starting to realize that some of the things that were said aren't who I am.
So when you look again, you've been on the job for 1 week, but 6 months from now, 8 months from now, what do you hope will be the image of the York County Sheriff's Office? Any new programs, any new things that folks can expect that might interest them, and that's something that's on your to-do list?
Well, I mean, really, we haven't done a lot of that long-term. We've had some discussions and things like that. And, you know, the one thing I've also learned is that, you know, we had to really get in there and evaluate some things. And there's already so many programs in place and so many things are doing. You know, the one thing that we did talk to our investigations about is we do want to make protecting children and going after the people that hurt children the number one priority going forward, which it has been, but to strengthen that and to just kind of build on some of those programs. One of the things that we heard the entire time, and everybody sees it, traffic is getting out of hand in the county. We would like to build the traffic unit up a good bit, which, you know, a lot of people at sheriff's office don't really like a large traffic unit, but, you know, we're an extremely busy county, large county, on a border of a busy city, so we do need a bigger traffic unit. But not there's nothing really, you know, and people are vapor locked as it is, so we don't really, you know, we're not really saying it, because there's not, as of right now, we're just seeing how things work and flow, and that's our main concentration. And I just really want people to get to know me and see me and realize that it's not going to be drastic. So that's really the only two things that we have just kind of discussed, but nothing about moving anybody or changing anything yet. It's not really on the horizon.
What would you say to people, maybe young or, you know, want to change careers, about getting into law enforcement? Sometimes we're seeing that a lot of people are getting out of it, or they're scared to get into it. What would you say to those who are thinking, hey, maybe that's a calling, or maybe this is something I want to get into?
Well, one of the things that we've discussed, and one of our focuses is to bring back a true degree of professionalism about it. And I think one of the things that law enforcement has done the last 25 years is to change it to conform to generations. You know, there's just gimmicks and tricks that we give to people and dangle carrots to people to try and get into law enforcement and stay into it. And I think that's the contrary approach, and I think it's hurt it. I think it's hurt how people respect law enforcement, and I think that we want to go back to, I don't necessarily like the term old school, but the right way of doing things. You know, when I started, you know, Cabinus and Marvin Brown and a lot of people like that didn't say, hey, I know you're new, how can we make this fit you? No, they said, this is what you're going to do, or somebody's going to break their foot off in your rear end. Mm. So, and you did it. And I mean, and clearly we can't tell people we're going to break our foots off in their rear end, but not literally. But we're just, I think that what we've done in law enforcement is taken a profession and conformed it to a generation instead of getting a generation to conform to a profession. And we think that when we do that and we make it 100% a profession, that I think people want to be part of it. You know, it's why you go in the Marine Corps, it's why you go in the military. You want to be part of something that is different than everything else. And we want to kind of be the epicenter of that start to going back to just sheer professionalism is all that matters.
Well, you have to have rules and laws in this country. I know people don't like it, and they try to skirt around them, but you have to have them to make sure that we've got a safe community to live in. It'll be exciting to continue to follow your adventures as the new sheriff here in York County. It's a brand new sheriff, Sheriff Tony Breeden, and of course, he'll be swinging by the microphones often here on Palmetto Mornings. We wish you the best of luck. We'll continue to follow your progress.
People, you got anything, Trent? Because everybody really came to see you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's
he'll be here next week.
Okay,
all right. He'll get his time in the spotlight next week.
I don't want to get in trouble to bring Trent somewhere and people not hear or see him. So
no, we love Trent. We go all the way back 2 decades with Trent, for
that's
sure.
Right.
But he'll have his time next week. But okay. We always enjoy catching up with you and appreciate the open door policy that you have with us here on this side of the microphones. And we look forward to that. So thank you so much, and congratulations and good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all.